Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan, of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to the report.
Mike, it's great to talk to you again.
Earlier this year, there was a report put out by the Independent Financial Office that looks at the revenue and economic projections for the coming year and even beyond, and it's sort of a fiscal snapshot of where Pennsylvania is going and how we might expect our both state government and our economy to perform. And this is the kind of thing that's extremely technical, but I know that you have come from the financial industry, you're an accountant, and you have a special perspective on this. What did you get out of this report that's been recently released?
Mike, the Independent Fiscal Office five-year outlook gives us a great snapshot of where the Commonwealth's finances are, where we expect to be, and it paints a broader-based approach to problems that we can expect. So let me give you an example. On their general fund statements, it says that we're going to be about $1.5 billion to $1.7 billion short per year starting this coming budget cycle going out for the next 5 years. And it gives some of the reasons for that. Now, because of the great work of the Appropriations Department in the Senate and the House and the leadership in the House of Representatives and the Senate, we've been able to prevent some of the state expenditures from the governor's office that they wanted to go through and become law. Had those prior budgets been approved as is and as requested, we would be in a tremendously different and negative financial position. So what this report does is it gives us a great snapshot as a planning tool. And that's really what it's designed to do, to say members of the legislature, executive branch, as the Independent Fiscal Office, here's what we see coming about and some of the issues that we have to deal with in order to make sure that we're able to deal with the coming financial concerns in the Commonwealth. There's two major important issues, though, that I encourage everyone to focus on. One is the Independent Fiscal Office has once again reaffirmed that younger people are moving out of the Commonwealth. We have seen a fairly significant net exodus of younger people, and at the same time, we've seen an in-migration of senior citizens. And a large part of that is due to the fact that we don't tax seniors, of which, as you know, I am one. And that, while it's a tremendous incentive for many of the older people, it creates somewhat of a negative incentive for younger people to stay in the state. So that's a trend by age group that we really need to turn around. It's in Table 2.1 of the Independent Fiscal Office five-year outlook. And then concurrent with that, I think one of the issues that's got me the concern more than anything else relative to the state's finances is that we have a significant number of other issues relative to the unfunded pension liabilities, the unfunded post-employment benefits, which posted $26 billion in liability on the state's financial reports this year with a report called the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. So what I would encourage all citizens to do is take this five-year outlook from the Independent Fiscal Office, use that as a planning tool, because that's how we're using it in the legislature, and then combine that with the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report to get a good perspective of where the state is. We have to turn this ship around fiscally in the Commonwealth. I think the leadership of the Pennsylvania legislature, as well as the Appropriations Department, the House and the Senate, have done a great job of holding the line for the past 3 or 4 years, and I'm very proud to work with them going forward. But this budget cycle is going to be important that we continue to maintain fiscal restraint and continue to look for ways to solve the long-term fiscal problems in the Commonwealth, which include the pension crisis and stopping this trend of older people moving in and younger people moving out of the Commonwealth so we can rebuild the Commonwealth's finances for the very, very long term.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.